weekend edition of the Good Day program. And joining me, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the most important cog in the wheel here. For the next 2 hours, he's going to help you have an amazing weekend, an amazing holiday, perhaps an amazing 2012. All you have to do is call 888-553-7536 and bare your intellectual and medical chest, if you will. Expose yourself.
Open
Ask
up.
The questions. Open up. Make us help you. But you can't get the help if you don't ask the question. And that's really the bottom line here. Getting to the question that you have. For example, here's Will. I'll use, may I be a guinea pig?
What's the question?
The question is, does aspirin help when you have a backache?
Well, aspirin, the wonder drug, it's been around for a century or more. It's a wonderful pain reliever, so it will help in general wherever you have a pain in the body. It also has dual benefits because it helps with inflammation, and it's also a blood thinner. So it has many, many benefits, and that's why it helps so many different things. It also will lower a fever.
Well, I woke up this morning about an hour ago, and I had a pain in my back, and I've done some lifting the last couple of days, and yet I was thinking, you know, you hear all these things. People's minds go bananas. You know, here it felt like a little indigestion, it felt like a little of this, and felt like a little of that, and of course your mind, if it doesn't work 100% all the time, you thought, what's the worst this could be?
You've been hanging around with me too long.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I took a couple of aspirin. It wasn't indigestion, I felt like. It was just a pain coming from my back over to my side. And interestingly enough, this is sort of aimed at all those of you who think that it's all in your head. Sometimes it is. As soon as I picked up the aspirin and put them in my mouth before I washed them down with water, the pain went away.
The wonder drug.
No wonder. You know.
The placebo effect is very effective. 1 in 3 times, no matter what we do as physicians. And I'm not talking about if you can't breathe or you're having a heart attack, but for chronic issues, 1 in 3 times, no matter what we do, it works.
888-553-7536. The object of this program is to present to you the medical information that has been published. Dr. Ken is big on evidence-based scientific medicine. He's getting more and more into the areas that are now being explored for the first time. Some things that are connected to so-called new medicine. It isn't really, most of it's old medicine, but different things that get away from what the largest members of the pack are all about when it comes to health and service and that sort of thing. So you have the opportunity here to get a well-balanced diet of information from Ken Kronhaus, who's the operator of Lake Cardiology. He's been a cardiologist for decades, but has studied all kinds of medicine. And that's why those of you who listen to this program with regularity know that he is very quick on the trigger when it comes to information. By the way, if you want to have a consultation with a doctor, Ken, you've got some cardiology, heart problems, help yourself to 800 Lake Cardio. A lot of people who listen to this program have gotten on a plane and gone down there and been through his, his mill. I don't know if it's a mill, but it's a big...
It's not a factory either.
No, it isn't, because Ken will spend a lot of time with you trying to figure things out. 888-553-7536. So the big story this week, we've had a lot of people who think that the National Transportation Safety Board has said no to cell phones in the car. And that brings us around to studies that have been a part of what they talk about. Oh, that's a big risk when you're driving. But there are other risks for those of you who use the cell phone a lot. Ken, why don't you go through that study?
This is interesting, Doug, because just like we couldn't ban alcohol earlier in the 1900s, I just wonder if we're ever really seriously going to be able to ban cell phone use. You have a hands-free device. You're talking on a speaker. Yes, officer, I was singing. I wasn't talking on my cell phone. Can you imagine trying to enforce this? And there are some concerns. I'm not trying to minimize this because you know, with these smartphones now, you can watch TV in your car. Ah, I'm the last person to recommend doing that. So you do have to use and exercise some common sense with these things. And often you talk to the police, they'll tell you they're worse than drinking and driving using these cell phones. But interestingly, there was a study out just this week in the very reputable medical journal Epidemiology that has discovered that some of the earlier studies that estimated the risk of crashes with cell phones actually overestimated the actual risk. And it was just by the design of the science. You know, Doug often talks about science, rediscovering science and changing its mind. The problem is that too much of what's reported is bad science. And you have to look at the design of the study. And this is a very brilliant medical scientist who looked at this and pointed out some flaws with the designs of the earlier studies that actually showed that they overestimate the risk of these cell phones. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and turn on CNBC and watch the stock reports while you're driving home from rush hour at TV. Please don't do that. We can't lose anybody. But these things, I think, just like we listen to the radio while we drive, it seems to me that if you're going to, for a moment, talk with a speaker, hands-free, with two hands on the wheel, we have to have some common sense about these things. Because our government at work, behind the eight ball, behind the curve, announced this week a recommendation proposing to ban cell phone use totally, 100%, while driving. And obviously, they haven't heard this new report that came out this week. But this is going to create a lot of debate. I'm wondering what you all think. Should we outlaw cell phones entirely, these smartphones, while we're driving? 1-888-55, Dr. Ken. 1-888-553-7536. Toll free, coast to coast, from anywhere in America.
John in Fresno, you're on with Dr. Ken. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Dr. Ken. I have a question about acid reflux. I had it, and I thought it was very minor, but it affected the valve that's at the bottom, I think, of the esophagus.
Yes.
And when I went to see a specialist with a scope, they saw that it was, I guess, inflamed, or I don't know about damage, but they could see it had been affected by acid reflux. And he stretched out my esophagus because food would get stuck. That was last year. When I went back to see him again, he recommended stretching my esophagus again. I didn't want to do that again. I eliminated all caffeinated sodas and coffee, and that seemed to help in the occurrence of food getting stuck and me having to basically throw up until after I throw up, then I could eat again. I thought I had it 100% cure, but it's happened again a few times, like maybe once a month.
So, John, the question is where to go from here, how to get this under control without doing an invasive procedure, sticking down that tube into your throat, into your feeding tube. You know, let's talk a little bit about the anatomy of all this. You swallow, the food goes down through a feeding tube into the stomach, and the acid is produced in the stomach to digest the food, and it should go south, not north. And unfortunately, sometimes as the stomach just does its thing, it compresses like a washing machine and gets all of the food digested, this acid can come up through that valve that connects the food tube to the stomach. It's supposed to keep it going south, the food, but not going back up north. And the esophagus, the food pipe into the stomach, is not coated and protected for acid. And if this acid refluxes, if it goes up north, it'll damage that esophagus. And in time, it'll start getting narrowed and sticky, and food won't go through. You get difficulty swallowing. We call this dysphagia. This can be a horrible thing. You can get back pain from this, feeling your esophagus, coughing. You can feel absolutely miserable. People get dizzy. And fortunately today we've got some good medicines. We've got the old-fashioned antacids. We've got H2 receptor blockers. These are things like Pepcid, Axid, Zantac. We also have medications that block acid production and heal the esophagus. These are the so-called proton pump inhibitors, Prevacid, Prilosec, Nexium. Nexium's the gorilla of it. Have you been, someone like yourself should be on Nexium, the strongest of the proton pump inhibitors, the medications that block acid production. John, have you been on Nexium? I hope you have.
Well, he prescribed something, and I took it for a while, but let me just ask you.
But wait a second.
I don't feel acid reflux anymore. Does that mean anything?
Why did you just, did you take it as long as the doctor, this is what I'm afraid of. Did you take it as long as the doctor told you to take it?
Well, he told me indefinitely.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to do that.
All right, well then, why are you surprised you're having a problem?
Well, but my question is the fact that
second.
I don't have
Wait, why don't you answer Ken's question first before you ask another question?
You see, this is the
denial.
This is the dance that patients do who end up with poor results, and they wonder why.
Well, I don't think I'm doing a dance. I'm sorry, but.
Well, you called to ask a question. We're trying to be as sensitive and kind as possible. You don't get it, sir.
John.
No, I don't. I thought the acid reflux caused the damage to the
John,
to my esophagus.
John, give me a second. John, I know
maybe
you
I'm
hate... John, listen, okay, just unwind for a second. I know you hate taking medicine. I know you hate... You think medicine is poison. But what people who come to the table thinking that medicine is poison and think about the risks of medicines. They don't think about the risk of not taking the medicine. And granted, there is risk to taking medicine, but in someone like yourself, you have severe reflux, and the risk of not taking it so far outweighs the risk of taking it that you're going to get your esophagus all narrowed up, and food is not going to be able to go through. You're going to be choking, and you're going to end up with surgery because they're not going to be able to dilate it with the scope.
Got it? Apparently. All right, John.
He doesn't want to hear it. That's the problem. That's why he's
that
where
happens.
He's at.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. Sort of tough love sometimes is what you need. 19 after on the Good Day Weekend program.
Be super at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with morning special Saturday 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Style and Company Sport Velour Separates now $19.99. Junior's Fine Gauge Sweaters $14.99. 3/4 carat diamond earrings now $299. Take 50% off Clubroom and Alfani dress shirts. And 60% off Fun Bella Kitchen Electrics. Morning special Saturday 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
This holiday season is all about less stress and fabulous results that will wow crowds. Ted Allen of the Food Network's top-rated show, Chopped, has more on how to make your holiday parties fun, tasty, and most of all, easy.
One of my favorite tips is to update holiday traditions so you can have more time to enjoy the party. Instead of a cookie exchange, try a Chex party mix change. More than 70 recipes can be made in the microwave in just 15 minutes, and they come out just as crunchy and flavorful as if they were made fresh from the oven. The concept is simple. Invite friends over and tell them to bring their favorite homemade Chex party mix, or have the ingredients on hand so everyone can have fun making various batches. Once the recipes are complete, place the treats in festive DIY packaging to send home with your guests.
For more information on Chex party mix changes, including 15-minute recipes, invitations, shopping lists, and DIY packaging ideas, visit ChexPartyMixChange.com.
A postscript for John in Fresno from Dr. Ken in a matter of moments. Stick around for that. 21 after the hour in the Good Day Weekend program. Good Day Health.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. show. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Now 23 after the hour, and 888-553-7536 is the toll-free number nationwide for you to be in touch with the scientist, medical educator, cardiologist, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We had a gentleman on named John in Fresno, California, and he was having a tough time, and we've just been discussing for the last couple of minutes whether we were too tough.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that no one thought that I was unfeeling with regards to John, but actually I was very concerned about John because John has the most severe form of acid reflux. Acid reflux is so common. Most have a mild, maybe moderate case, but he has a severe case of it. And his case, if it's not aggressively treated with medication, will end up in very severe, even maybe life-threatening problems to him as he can't swallow. And he, unfortunately, has not accepted the severity. His doctor recommended, probably in very strong, as well as he could, ways that he needed to be on medication lifelong, and that was really his best option. And I know so many people who just are not willing to accept that, and I just felt bad for John because he is not going to do well. He's going to end up with emergency surgery, and he's looking for a solution that's not there. And I can't tell you, I've seen this in the 30 years I've dealt with medicine. The sooner we all accept the reality of what we have and then pursue the treatment, you know, as happily as we can, the better we do long term. I've seen this over and over. People who don't accept the reality of their diagnosis and continue to fight it just don't do well.
Ah, what a shame. 888-553-7536. A new cardiac assist device has been approved by our friends at the Food and Drug Administration. How does this affect you as a cardiologist? More importantly, how does it affect people who may need this device? What was the reason for it being developed in the first place, Ken?
Well, this is very exciting. I'm glad to be able to give out some good news, hopeful news. What is more important to us than our young children? And this is hope. Fortunately, heart failure, a weak heart, is not as common in the pediatric population, in the under 18 age group, as it is in the older adult age group, which is the most common reason in Medicare age group why they get admitted to the hospital. And we have these devices. They're called cardiac assist device. They're a bridge until a heart becomes available for those who need heart transplant, because unfortunately, too many need heart transplantation, and the supply just don't meet the demand. And we have, in adults, a bridge until the availability of a genetically matched heart is available. And now, starting this week, for kids, the FDA has approved the first cardiac assist device. So these kids, fortunately, they're not common, who have a very weak heart, who need a heart transplant. Many of them are born congenitally with very unusual structures of the heart. They may have had a viral infection of the heart. And unfortunately, too many of them would succumb to death waiting for a heart. And now this hope is there, these cardiac assist devices. So if you know any kids who are unfortunately suffering with these weak hearts, this is new hope. Please spread the word. We can't do enough for our young children.
The word has been spread. Consider it spread. 888-553-7536. Your email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug at dougstephan.com. A question about the pharmacies, the drugs that people get in Canada, Ken, from somebody named, actually it's Doug who sent this in. Doug wants to know whether he's getting a flyer from Global Pharmacy Canada. Wants to know if the medications are safe, high quality, and is it really true they're available at less cost? And I guess one of the questions I'd ask is whether Medicare, you can't get this stuff through Medicare, right? Through when you get to be 65. Isn't this stuff that you have to get when you're younger? Does Medicare fund a purchase of drugs from another country, I guess would be
well,
my...
Well, there's now Part D Medicare, what you're talking about. And no, they won't help you there, as I understand it. But maybe somebody has figured out how to get around the rules. I bet they have. This is a little bit of a dicey area. And I don't think there's one simple answer, yes or no, for all of this. You know, I've got a few patients who swear by getting their drugs from Canada. And, you know, I've had a number of patients who've gotten into trouble getting their drugs from Canada. So I don't want to give you a uniform bashing of doing this. I think you have to be careful. I think you can get the exact same drugs from Canada if you're very careful and knowledgeable and you go about it in a responsible manner. But unfortunately, not many of us have a degree in pharmacy so we can do proper shopping and buyer beware.
Coming up, men often misread the woman in their life's sexual cues. Study about that this week.
Danger, so, danger.
Danger, yes, right. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. That's coming up, plus more of your calls at 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Weekend.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Questions and answers, questions you've never heard before, answers that come from the hard mind of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the program Good Day every weekday for the daily dose of important information, reviewing the studies, the journals, all of that good stuff. And that plays into what we talk about here on the weekend. But we're more interested in your calls because most of you have maladies and concerns that affect not only you, but other people. That's what the thing about this is, that we get people together. This is the old business about the town hall of the airwaves. It really is. Having people get together as a group, all friends, and we learn by listening to the questions of others and what Dr. Ken has to say. So please, there's no such thing as a bad question. The only bad question, the one that isn't asked, Ken can answer. Sometimes, as with the fellow that called a while ago, you don't want to hear the answer, but... You know, that's the way it is down on the farm. 888-553-7536. Somebody call and want to know what Dermarex is, and we don't know what that is. There's nothing that comes close to that in Ken's medical dictionary. So the person who called and wanted to get the answer to that, maybe you'll call back and actually spell what it is that you want Ken to research.
They meant Dermadex.
Well, let's find out. Let him call back. 888-553-7536. Janice is in South Carolina with a question for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We're happy to have you here. Merry Christmas, Janice.
Oh, Merry Christmas. I'm calling for my mother, who's trying to decide which osteoporosis medicine to start taking. She tried the Fosamax, and it gave her indigestion.
And it'll do that. Nausea, abdominal discomfort, difficulty swallowing, an inflamed esophagus, esophageal ulcers. Let me think about some more. These are the common side effects that you can see with the so-called bisphosphonates. And for osteoporosis, softening of the bone, the reason why we treat this is to try as best as we can to prevent fractures, especially those hip fractures in mom. When they occur, 50% don't survive them. So this is a real serious issue when it's diagnosed properly. I would imagine she's had the test, the diagnostic testing, the bone scans to look at this.
Yes, and I think it's been probably about 10 years ago, but she just didn't want to take anything.
She didn't want to take anything. Boy, that seems to be the common thread today.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to start up with somebody else. Please don't put your mom on. I can only take 1 hour.
Right.
But let me suggest, Janice, you sound like a great daughter. Boy, mom's lucky. And I bet your mom's pretty good also. And there are several other bisphosphonates. These are the most common class of drugs that's used for osteoporosis. There's also Actinel, Beneva, and Reclass, Zometa. And if one doesn't work, often another one is tried. The issue with these, long-term use of this class causes some rare problems of the upper thigh bone can crack. You can have some problems with the jawbone, what we call osteonecrosis. I don't want to get too jargony, but this is a rare condition. Often occurs after a tooth extraction. The jawbone dies and deteriorates. You have to watch for this if you're going to have any issues in the mouth when you're taking this class of drug. There are other drugs. Unfortunately, there's no perfect drug in this area. Sometimes we use hormone-related therapy like estrogen, there's issues. We all know with estrogen, blood clots, endometrial cancer, breast cancer, and even possibly heart disease. Avista, which mimics estrogen's effects on bone density, also is sometimes used, but it can cause hot flashes and some other problems with it. It may increase the risk of blood clots. My advice is talk to the doctor and have the doctor use the drugs that might help any of the other medical problems that your mother might have. So there's some dual benefits from whatever treatment. And also, very importantly, you know, the doctors don't use all these drugs, but her doctor probably has some better experience with a few of these, and you'd like your doctor to be using the drug that they have the most experience with.
Okay.
How's that?
You mentioned a one-year type deal. Is that something new or something
you can give a shot once a year, yes.
Is that something that's okay, or
it depends on. I have a lot of patients who are getting that once a year, and they love it. And it just depends on the whole realm. If you have any concerns, you know, sometimes you want to go to a specialist to deal with this. Just ask. Make sure your doctor has a lot of experience treating osteoporosis, and if they do, they'll be able to tailor the therapy, because you need to know a lot more about your mother.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. 888-553-7536. Let's see. Looks like Janice in Melbourne, Florida. Oh, it's Jeannie. I'm sorry. Jeannie's in Melbourne listening to WMEL. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. Thank you.
Sure.
Hi, Jeannie.
Is the doctor there?
Yes.
Oh,
hi.
Good to hear from you. I'm not doing that great. I was sexually abused
by
my dad.
Uh-huh.
I was 4 years old, and it was repeated, and I still have scarring on the right-hand side, supposedly not even be able to have children because of it, but
what,
I did.
What happened to your father? Where is he?
Jack Whitfield is wherever the hell he is in California, but...
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, these are such horrible things. I was going to talk about this a little later, because you're not alone. There was a survey reported by the CDC this week, Jeannie, that 1 in 4 women have been attacked by an intimate partner. Millions of Americans are victims of sexual violence. And it's not only women, it's men also.
I wrote a note, by the way, Cameron. I saw that. How can this be? How can it be that you have the Jeannie, you've had a monster like this? How do people get to this point?
Jeannie, and this is going to unfortunately affect you your whole life till you get therapy. Have you too often, you know, there's a pattern. Often when you're victimized like this, you often have a drug problem. Have you had problems with drugs?
No, But well, I have had problems with alcohol.
Either alcohol or drugs. It's so predictable, and it's horrible.
And from a sponsor.
Yes, yes. And it's just trying to wipe out that pain that needs to be eliminated from you. And you
don't understand. I don't want to just still wipe it out. I want to kill him.
Okay.
I want to kill him.
Wow, but that isn't going to happen.
Wait a second. Go ahead. Jean, have you been to through therapy?
Yes.
You have? Are you working working with somebody right now?
Not right now.
All right. So we have these calls from time to time, and people who have the psychological impact of situations like that, there's no one story that is cookie cutter, Ken.
Okay, well, you can hear the anger.
Oh, of course.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Jeannie needs some serious help.
Right.
Jeannie, if you're listening, I know you're angry. I don't blame you for being angry, but please don't do something you might regret for the rest of your life, because that's what I'm concerned about, either to yourself or to somebody else. Please get some help yesterday.
And Melbourne is a sophisticated community. There ought to be. There's, because of its proximity to the Space Coast, it's not that far from where Ken is, Orlando. There are a lot of people around.
She's 47. She said she's on Medicare, not Medicaid, which is interesting. So she has some sort of disability. If
are there SSI programs for that kind of stuff?
If it's in fact truly Medicare and not Medicaid, then she does have some disability. And if she has Medicare, unless the government gets it wrong in the next few weeks and they cut us all 30%, still there will be good psychiatrists taking Medicare.
Right. All right, that's a hard pill to swallow, actually.
Please get some help, please, Jeannie, quickly. I'm afraid you're going to either hurt yourself or somebody else and regret it the rest of your life.
Speaking of what you mentioned of healthcare law, apparently the administration wants to change something. What can you tell us about the state-by-state variations of benefits within some of these broad categories, Ken?
I'm not sure what you're specifically talking about. There's so much differences within.
Well, here's the surprise here.
The bill that was passed,
right.
Each state was not treated equally. Each state, you know, was almost bought off as much as they had to be to support
right.
this.
Right. There's not a single uniform set of essential health benefits that have to be provided by insurers for. All these people are on various types of benefits.
Unfortunately, too much politics got involved in this.
I'm just looking through this. Sorry. There are things here that change children's health insurance programs. It has become so complex. It's hard for the average person to really get all of this, to understand the nuance, and one wonders, the cynic in me, and probably you, and maybe a lot of people listening, wonder if this isn't on purpose, to make it so complicated that you have to have some, we need the government to do this.
Oh, I don't think you need to be cynical to come to that conclusion. I mean, I think that's the mission.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. He continues with Food for Thought for You in a matter of moments.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
The kick is high, and it is caught near the 5-yard line. Rusty Hanlon of Indianapolis, Indiana, you gotta hustle because your wife wants that diamond tennis bracelet for Christmas, and we're way past the 2-minute warning. Also, what's with you leaving your cereal bowls all over? Oh, this isn't a frat house.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg telling you not to wait and see. How many of us have said to ourselves, you know what, I'm just going to wait and see what opportunities come along. Now, let's really think about that. Wait and see what opportunities come along? Well, guess what? You'll be sitting there all day. You'll be sitting there all night. Incidentally, you'll be sitting there your entire life. Because we could never wait and see for what opportunities come along. There's two things we must do. We must create those opportunities, and we must go out and seek those opportunities. We must be in front of the pack. We must be the ones, you must be the ones, that wake up every day you do something by saying, there's an opportunity for me. I'm going after it. I've just created an opportunity. There's an opportunity for me today and in my life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Be super at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with morning special Saturday 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Style & Company Sport Velour Separates now $19.99. Junior's Fine Gauge Sweaters $14.99. 3/4 carat diamond earrings now $299. Take 50% off Clubroom and Alfani dress shirts. And 60% off Fun Bella Kitchen Electric. Morning special Saturday 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
You are listening to Dr. Ken Kronhaus. We'll be here the Saturday before Christmas, here every weekend. As a matter of fact, around the clock, around the year, 52 weekends a year. This program is on the air live at your service. Call-in line is 888-55-DRKEN, which Jack in New York has dialed, and you're on next with Dr. Ken. Hello, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Jack.
Dr. Ken, just give your first call that you had with his issue with his esophagus swallowing and stuff. I had the same issue. I went to a specialist, and I want to tell the guy that, you know, do what the doctor told him.
Was I being too hard on him?
No, you were not.
Thank you.
Definitely were not.
I'm taking some
type of, you know, off-the-counter antacid, 24-hour, you know, control. And ever since I've been doing it, I haven't had a problem since.
Exactly. And you, too, have a severe form. You've had some complications of the feeding tube from the acid in the stomach coming back up into the feeding tube, haven't you?
Yes. When I've been out for, like, dinner and stuff, I'd be out at dinner, and I would automatically get to a point where I thought I was choked.
And what has the doctor said about your esophagus? What have you had? You've had a Schottky's ring?
Yeah, Schottky's ring.
That's like an apple core-looking web-like structure in the esophagus, and it gets very narrow. It needs to be dilated.
Right. He took a camera, went up through my nose and down my throat, and he looked all the way down through it, and that's when he came out with a determination of it.
All right. So what do we learn from this, Ken? The theme today seems to be acid reflux. Problems of indigestion and things like that, then each case is different, isn't it?
There's a spectrum of this problem from mild to very severe, and the very severe cases need very aggressive therapy or the consequences are very poor.
Yeah. And so you got to get at it.
Grim.
You got to know, and you wonder sometimes if people who live in the hinterland have exposure to the kind of doctors, or that, and this maybe goes for anything.
Well, the nice thing is there are powerful drugs for this now. Yeah. You just have to be willing to take them.
Right, and that's what we had. We've had a couple of questions about that this hour. 888-553-7536, 51 after, on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
It's 53 past the hour now. You're listening to the regular Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, and he's at your service at 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. A lot of great information. Blogging goes on at the drkenshow.com website. Lots of information. Women and men. Men, as I said a little while ago, often misread sexual cues from women. So this is not necessarily a medical thing, but it is something that has been reported in a legitimate scientific document in psychological science, right?
Exactly. And, you know, if you've been going out on dates, women, I'm sure you know this. This is in press. It's going to come out in Psychological Science in the next month. And it deals with two issues. It's where men in their own mind think they're very attractive to a, let me say, hot woman, and they're not, and they don't get it. And they usually push themselves too hard, and probably in the past, you know, in several hundred years ago, they would succeed, and they've probably passed these genes along, and that's why they're prevalent in the population. But the other issue that's brought up in this article are often men don't realize they're very attractive to a woman, and they don't get it. And in this study, it was usually the men who thought that they were the least attractive who are the most attractive to the women. So this study points out two features of guys who don't get it. The guys thought when they were attracted to a hot woman that the women were very attracted to them and they weren't. And then there were many, many men who were very much attracted to a woman, and they didn't realize it.
Huh. So what do you do? I mean, you say...
Just be aware of this.
How do you be aware of it? Some people are clueless, you know that. Well, what's the business about pheromone? The women, you know, what's the cue? That's the thing. Is it a look? Is it... You know, some people think they're very good at reading people, and other people... Some people put up defenses they don't have to, and that energy goes out, and that turns people off.
Well, you just kind of walk slowly, and if you walk slowly, you can usually tell.
All right.
You just get closer and closer slowly, right. And at some point, you'll know.
888-553-7536 for some of us. It's a lifelong quest, a lifelong adventure.
And it makes life fun.
It does. You're right about that. All right. John is in Parkland, Washington, with a question for Dr. Ken. Hi, John. Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Doctor, I have a bone marrow disease, analgesic myeloid metaplasia. And the University of Washington is offering a blind study for a new drug that attacks the DNA part of that disease that manufactures too much platelets. It's in the leukemia family. And it usually attacks older people from 55 years on up and usually takes their life in about 5 to 10 years.
So, John, your question for me is, should you participate in this clinical research study?
Yeah, I'm 70 years old. You know, if you go and volunteer for a blind study and you're an old fud like me, would they just give you this placebo, which is the stuff that I'm taking now? And
in a good study, you don't know and they don't know, and it just occurs randomly, and it has nothing to do with chance whether you get the drug or the placebo. And I'm more concerned about that drug. Do you know anything about the safety? How early in the evolution of this drug is it? So you have to balance how serious your prognosis is. I mean, do you have no other options? Or is your life expectancy very short, so you're going for any hope there is? You have to balance that against the known safety of this drug. In the jargon, phase study, this is 1 through 5, and the higher the number, the more experience we have with the drug.
Well, I don't know, and it's about 50 miles to go up there, and is it worth it to do it?
Is your life worth 50 miles? That's a silly question. Is it worth 50 miles? And by the way, 70 years old, a lot of people who are my age take offense, and you're talking about yourself as an old fuddy. I know you just meant it sort of in a caricaturist
John,
sort of
John,
way.
John, you sound, I mean this very politely, you sound a little depressed, and I wouldn't blame you for feeling that way reactively, because it sounds like, to me, correct me if I'm wrong, have they given you a terminal diagnosis? I'm going to be frank with you.
Well, we can't get the answer to that because we're out of time. 59 past the hour. Good day. Weekend.